Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
June 15th, the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Some think that Jesus told this parable of the harvest at harvest time, perhaps in response to a remark from one of his followers about the field being ready for the harvest. It is altogether possible that this is what happened, because while there was a chronic oversupply of labor during most of the year in Palestine in those days, there was an equally chronic shortage of workers during the harvest time. When farmers had to get their crops out of the field before they either withered in the hot winds or were washed away by early rain and hail. The metaphor would fit the meanings of Jesus perfectly. Now is the time of great opportunity. Dependent as he is on human helpers, Jesus needs co-workers desperately. This could be a gospel story that suggests that we need more priests and nuns, and of course we do. But it's also, and more importantly, it suggests that we're all co-workers of Jesus, all of us, even the lay people, even the little kids. All of us are co-workers of Jesus, and he needs the help of all of us at harvest time. Once upon a time, there was a family which loved to garden. The mommy and the daddy and the two sons and the one daughter worked in the garden from the time when the kids were little. They all enjoyed working together and shared pride in the beauty which resulted from their work. Well, this is only a story. Everyone in the parish admired the garden. The whole family was very proud of that admiration. "The family that gardens together bears fruit together," said the daddy, who liked to mix metaphors. Then one summer, when all the Shakespeare movies were popular, and the city sponsored a Shakespeare garden contest, the first prize for which there was 5 tickets for a trip to Stratford, where Shakespeare grew up. The mommy and daddy thought it was a wonderful idea. "We'll certainly win the prize," said the mommy. "It's better risk than the lottery," said the daddy. "Get real," said the 3 kids, who were not teens, but had begun to talk like teens. "No way we're going to win. No way we're going to work in the garden all summer. It's geeky. It's bad for my manicure," said the daughter. "Really," they all said together. The mommy and the daddy went ahead anyhow because they still loved the garden. A lot of people in the neighborhood come over to help. The 3 teens said they were all geeks. "Anyway, you know it happened." "Sure you do. They won the first prize." "Did the mommy and daddy let the kids who wouldn't do any work come with them to Stratford?" "Well, I suppose so, but you know, they shouldn't have."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.